Hello, this is Richard Penner, the creator of The Infinite Now. What you're about to listen to is the first track off of Jukebox Buddha, which is a hip-hop album by one of The Infinite Now's composers, Dr. Quandary. It features some great musicians, including Primrock, Elder Orange, Lewis Mackey, Haslow, Zilla Rocka, God Forbid, and also me. In this first track, you'll hear Time Scanner serving as the Rod Serling narrator, introducing the universe of this amazing album. Enjoy, and go to drquandary.com to get the whole album and also to check out the album art, which I absolutely love. Here you go. Time is a loop, a beat repeated forever. Digging in the sediment, our archaeologists uncover our future and then lose that knowledge before it comes to pass again. Each civilization a beat, Atlantis a kick on the bass drum, the Greek, Roman, and American empires keeping steady time on the hi-hat, Neo-Tokyo on the horizon like a climactic crash as everything else is drowned out by its extravagance, and the loop takes it again from the top. Archaeologists find lost cities like DJs combing dusty boxes of vinyl, looking for that one perfect break that, taken out of context, will contain within it its own meaning, the self-existent moment, a microcosm of everything, all existence boiled down to a single repeating instant. The past and the future present within the now. Within the excavation, we found skyscrapers buried in the sand, steel beams and rebar, ornate signage, tubes that once held neon, now mistaken for pottery. Fossilized hides of black trench coats swaddling mummified cyborgs, their polymer implants long since worn away. The archaeologists marveled at the holes in the mummy's skulls, brainweb interfaces worn away into the illusion of trepanation. Take the tech away from mankind, and what have we got left but superstition? They excavated layer after layer of the structure, starting at the penthouse suites at the top and moving downward to the alleyways below. And below, the ancient streets, a labyrinth was waiting for us, was built for us to find. They found a way of storing information to withstand the turning of time. Obsidian barbs lined the maze walls in patterns resembling the feathered shapes of waveforms. There were instructions, hieroglyphs of a man running the labyrinth in a suit of long quills, playing the walls of the labyrinth like needles to the groove of a record, playing back the voices of our lost civilizations yet to come. But now they need someone to play the labyrinth. You volunteer. The archaeologists outfit you in a suit of titanium quills and set dogs on your tail to keep you moving, because, after all, the specter of our own mortality is the only true motivator. You run the concentric hallways of the labyrinth, taking the turns tighter and tighter as you coil inward. The quills lining your suit are vibrating, noise taking shape into the beats and sounds of voices and rhymes of impossibly ancient peers, resonating within your own skull. You have to keep running on and on, faster and faster, not knowing what will happen when you reach the center. For the rest of the album, go to drquandary.com, where you'll be treated to sounds such as
Black tar will crack, an opium vaccine came down, hit the tarmac, woke from a bad dream, yeah.
And
the boy who went to war, yeah, with, yeah, everything he, yeah, saw.
Also,
and then you're goddamn here now. Oh, yeah, man, you can say what you want to say, what you say.
And last but not least,
Jukebox Buddha.
very own personalized fortune for tomorrow is this.
I could tell you future, I told you then, but wrote it down over and over again. They deep down know me, but it's only a trick. Goes around like a Mobius strip. They deep down know me, but it's only a trick. Goes around like a Mobius strip. They think they know me, but it's only a trick. It goes around like a Mobius strip.
Check, check, check.
They think they know me, but it's only a trick. It goes around like a Mobius strip.
Use that foreknowledge wisely, and thank you for listening.